let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Murder in the Dust, Arcane Investigators, Part 1, Book 1 by Sean Thornhill, follows every step of the heart-pounding investigation in a world of high fantasy, proto-steampunk technology, and a dash of the frontier. The Arcane Investigators uncover clues, reveal motives, and combine their investigative skills to free the people of a small town from a lurking foe. Sean Thornhill is a lifelong storyteller, former sweet potato farmer, and a native of Louisiana. He earned his bachelor's and master's degrees in Christian education, enjoys serving his local church. A home improvement journeyman, Sean is a rogue philosopher, an armchair historian, and a personal safety specialist. His favorite genres are fantasy, sci-fi, history, political commentaries, and westerns. He lives on his homestead with his wife and their 7 children. Sean Thornhill, author of Murder in the Dust, Arcane Investigators, Book 1, is our guest on This Week in America. Sean, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Oh, thank you, Rick. I appreciate that.
Looking forward to talking about the book, Murder in the Dust. Tell us a little bit about the book. I tried not to give away too much in the beginning, just sort of set the table here for what we're going to talk about in the program. Did I get things right? Is that pretty much overall the main thrust of the book?
Yes, that covers it pretty well. To get a good sense of what a book is about, you have to go into a little detail, and it's really hard to do that on the back cover.
Yes.
So I really focus on characters because that really draws you into a story. I begin with Ross McTaggart, who's just an average man who's lived an extraordinary life. He began as a student mage and was groomed for a position at court. After a traumatic event, he and his best friend, Dr. Carol Babbage, participated in aggressive archaeology. As the midpoint of his life approached, he searched for meaning and purpose, seeing the misery left in the wake of a hideous, unsolved crime. He knew exactly how to spend his time and accumulate the wealth.
Talk about developing those characters. How much fun was that to create these people?
It is an experience because every author puts himself in the book.
Yes.
In some place, I do believe. And basing Ross, of course, after me, he's like me and he's different than me, but I've always been drawn to ensemble works.
Yes.
It's much easier to get information without like an exposition dump or, you know, just some guy thinking in his head. It's more fun to have that character development with multiple sources. And so, you know, having Ross there and taking on a young mage apprentice, Rick, who are the two arcane and the arcane investigators, they play off well one another. For what Ross lacks in social graces and maybe a little psychology, Rick makes up for it. But then in the story, they find that they can't be in all the places at once. So they call in his best friend, Dr. Carol Babbage, and a former elven thief, and they become a fantasy, proto-steampunk, frontier CSI team. And all their strengths help with uncovering clues and helping with the traumatic events of heinous crimes in a small town.
I think you've got our attention now. I love that. You've got all the elements there for a classic book, and that's what all the reviews are saying, a classic whodunit. They love what you've done with the characters, the descriptive powers that you have in your writing, and describing and making us feel like we're there, we're watching these scenes as they're unfolding. The book is Murder in the Dust, Arcane Investigators Book 1 by Sean Thornhill, our guest on the program. Book's available at Amazon, the usual places. Sean, as you're writing this book, is there a target audience, someone in particular that you're writing it for, and why write to them?
As a father of six boys, I really wanted to increase their love of pleasure reading, delving deeper into a story, being patient with the pacing, and good old-fashioned heroism, maybe, you know, to be a something you can aspire to. So primarily my audience is boys 12 to 18. However, I really enjoy the stories I write myself, so I want to make them complex enough to be enjoyed by the whole family. I've had some feedback from some of my female readers who enjoy it just as much. So even though the target audience is boys, to get them into reading, a lifelong established readership, I really want to get as wide variety as possible. I'm really sure that anybody can enjoy a real good story based on characters. You know, you want to have your characters that you can relate to or love to hate, and doing interesting things at interesting places. And there's nothing better than helping people out in a severe time of need, like a murder.
Boy, that's for sure. And I tell you, sometimes a book, and they say it's for 12 to 18, that was sort of the target that you're looking for in writing it clean enough for 12 to 18. If you're older and it's a good book, you enjoy it. It's not just for somebody in that category. So it's sort of unfair to pigeonhole that from time to time, because the book has such broad appeal. You talk about the desire to get young people, your boys in particular, to start reading. What were some of the influences? Who were some of the influences on you when you were writing?
Well, I was looking at G.K. Chesterton. Man, he is a lyrical master. Tolkien is great at world building and depth of detail in the world. I really love Agatha Christie, because she introduced me to mystery and trying to solve the crime as the book is unfolding. Even Louis L'Amour brought out some interesting and descriptive terms of life on the prairie and the frontier that just were illuminating. But as a child of the 80s, I also am influenced by TV and TV stories. I love the serial nature of old classic Doctor Who, but it wasn't until I watched Firefly and saw how they mash up sci-fi and Western together that I really thought and considered that I could put in my favorite high fantasy, you know, sword spells, dwarves, elves, with the a murder mystery.
It just
clicks. This is something that I've never seen before, and I said, hey, might as well write it. So I did.
And you did it very well. The book is Murder in the Dust, Arcane Investigators, Book 1 by Sean Thornhill, our guest in the program. If you're Googling, Sean is S-H-A-U-N, and Thornhill, T-H-O-R-N-H-I-L-L. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to Amazon, get information on the book there as well. Arcane Investigators, what are the plans for this series? I love what you've created here. What are the plans for the series?
Well, I am presently writing book 7 of this series. I've got till 10, book through 10 already outlined and overarching story. I've got 11 through 16 is going to be there's going to be a traumatic event at 10, and 11 through 16 is where the team gets back together. And when they get back in 17 through 20, we're going to try to solve the biggest mystery of all of where are we, when are we, where is this wonderful world of Akana, and the biggest mystery of who are those who came before. So I really don't see an end to this, because as long as I focus on characters and the setting, it can be like, what I really want to do is be the Hardy Boys of my generation. I just want to keep writing and keep loving this world and characters with them, and solving heinous crimes.
You've got the elements there in Murder in the Dust, Arcane Investigators Book 1. A lot of good news there for people that are fans of the series, because the series will live on for quite some time. The world you talked about, Akana, what makes that different? What sets this apart?
Well, the world of Akana was created first by a friend in college named Shannon Manning, and he and I developed this as an alternate world. There was a huge calamity, and there was a kind of like a Dark Ages called a Great Waste of Time, and not much is known about those who lived in that world beforehand. But at the time of Arcane Investigators, the industry is starting to emerge. I call it proto-steampunk, and the technology and magic are merging together. Or a quick note about magic in my series. I really don't like the supernatural aspect of most magic systems and other people and other fantasy writers. So I'm trying to stay away from that as much as possible. I'm really focused on more of an energy based magic right. type system. But this is there's enough familiar to fantasy readers that they go, oh, I know what that is. I know what that is. But to have something a little different to go, I'm more interested. I'm going to keep reading, because that's really what you really want as an author, is the people keep reading your book.
Well, yes. Yeah. And it's like, I don't care if I got a test tomorrow. I'm going to read two more chapters of Murder in the Dust before I go to bed tonight. Then you've got them hooked. Boy, the time is going by so quickly with Sean Thornhill, who's done such an excellent job. Murder in the Dust, Arcane Investigators, Book 1, we're talking about specifically. Talk a little bit about your philosophy of writing, and then we'll talk about your style of writing, which is unique as well. First of all, philosophy.
Philosophy. There is so many things that I have read over the years of my favorite fantasy genre that were confusing to me. I want characters and plot to be paramount of the system in the book. If there is some superfluous scene there, why read it? So I'm going to try to cut down and lean up my plot and my character development, that everything is there for a reason. I try to focus on, is it real? Is
Yes.
what my character is doing real in the situation? Are they acting in character? Are they doing things smart? Or are they making mistakes? You know, and how do those successes or mistakes affect the plot later on? So my philosophy is, be as streamlined as possible. And if there is a lull in the pacing, it's there for a reason, because the action is coming up next.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. If it's slowing down a little bit, Sean's going to bring it back up a tempo or two here in the next page or so, maybe even the next paragraph or so. So you have to hang in there as he's doing that. What style of writing? How would you describe your style?
Well, I'm a very visual writer. I want to see the world in the page. I want my readers to share this vision. And so my descriptions, I want to, like you're looking out a window and you're seeing what's going on. I want to give you a feel and a flavor, an atmosphere, a mood setting with each description. But also, there are things that kind of confuse fantasy readers. One thing is maps. Where does all this wonderful stuff take place? What is a sense of geography, a sense of space? And so I make sure I put a map before each chapter to let you know where the action is taking place, and a sense of scale and a sense of understanding in relation. I really don't like it's a new phenomena, but the two people are talking, and all of a sudden you stop, the author stops labeling who is speaking.
I get
so confused. I have to go back and read, and that just actually breaks the story. So I want to be as clear as I can who is speaking and what they're saying, so you can really, really focus on the information I'm trying to give.
I thought I was the only one that struggled with that. That is frustrating, and you read it two or three times trying to figure out, now, is that the response, or is that the person saying something, and it drives mm-hmm. you crazy. So from a reading standpoint, mm-hmm. thank you for taking the time to make this very clear for us, the reader. Murder in the Dust, Arcane Investigators, Book 1, Sean Thornhill, our guest on the program. Shouldn't probably do this, but I'll do this anyway. Is there like a favorite scene, something that comes to mind in the book that you're thinking, okay, I really like this?
Grounding my story in his reality as much as possible. What would real people do in this situation? There's a scene where the arcane investigators are having breakfast with a grieving father, and each one of the investigators tried to help this man through the soul-crushing anguish of losing someone real close to them. And all of a sudden, Dr. Carroll is oblivious and says something that just totally breaks the mood. And it's everybody has a moment to laugh. And it really hit me, the poignancy of that
yes.
Scene, because sometimes when facing our greatest challenges, maybe a little bit of laughter will help.
Boy, that is so true. We need that sometimes to get through those. So you have a favorite scene. I'm going to push my luck here and ask you if you have maybe a favorite character. Am I pushing it too far, or do you have a character that jumps out there?
Of course, Ross is my favorite. Oh,
okay,
because
I figured that.
And I am him.
Yep.
But there's enough difference there where I could make Ross a little more heroic, or maybe a little more, dare I say, arrogant than I am. But when you get to all the rest of my characters, I so enjoy them. I have a face of a close person that I write. I see them as I write Dr. Carroll and Rick and Cora. And so when they're interacting, I just see myself in the room with these people, and we're talking about the plot or the story or a problem. But even some of the ancillary characters like Peel Wright's so much fun. I've even put him in subsequent stories because he's just so much fun to write.
I was hoping maybe you'd say Rick was your favorite character, but I thought I would lose out there. I saw that coming. I fully expected that. I was prepared for the emotional letdown when I ask you that question. A couple minutes left in the program. What do you expect, hope readers take away from reading Murder in the Dust, Arcane Investigators Book 1, and all of the books in the series? What do you hope they take away after reading the book?
quote, "That was a great story," unquote. I can't wait to see what happens next. The goal of me as a writer is to have my readers enjoy their time in the book, to have a smile on her face and satisfaction that the story was complete, that justice has been served, that the good guys won even through their hardships. And man, I can't wait for the next one to come out. When you look at certain things, though, I want to make sure that there's there is the impact of death. So many times in life, death is like, oh, we lost him, ho-hum. Yes. Even in video games, you get extra lives. Death is almost become trivial. And I want to kind of research and dig down into the heart of the matter of how death affects a community, a group of people, even our investigators. And I also, there, even though it is the good are good and the bad are bad, there are aspects of each of those in all of us. And what can we do to overcome the bad in us and strive to what is good? So that's what I really want.
A couple minutes left here. I'm going to ask you about working with Reader's Magnet. That is the people that are taking your message out to the public, spreading the word on the Arcane Investigators series. What's that been like working with them?
Well, they have been as helpful as I have ever experienced. They are in constant contact, and they have been very thorough in their explaining what they do for me and help out. I really enjoy getting to know Marvin and Shane as they help me out and set me up for hopefully great things to come. So I really enjoy my time with Reader's Magnet.
I see great things coming. You're a very gifted author. The book is Murder in the Dust, Arcane Investigators, Book 1. Sean Thornhill has been our guest, the author. Sean is S-H-A-U-N, Thornhill, T-H-O-R-N-H-I-L-L. Book it. Amazon, the usual places. If you go to our website, we'll direct you to Amazon so you can get information on the book, the other books that Sean has written, and order them there as well. Sean, this has been fun. Time's gone by too quickly. Thank you for joining us on the program today. Continued success. Look forward to having you back to talk more about the Arcane Investigators. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Rick.
It has been a pleasure. Pleasure having you with us. Sean Thornhill, Murder in the Dust, Arcane Investigators, Book 1. You'll find all the information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.